The general manager of a radio station on Bougainville says a significant number of businesses in Bowen, in the south of the main island, remain shut after a week of violence last week. Factions from Konoe constituency clashed in a town in the autonomous Papua New Guinea province, burning down many shops, including the local studio and transmitter of New Dawn FM. Its general manager, Aloysius Laukai, told Don Wiseman more about what happened.
Not really the radio station, it was a problem for the community, and there was a killing in my area. They attacked our people living in Gwintown. So I was one of the targets with other people from Konoe. Konoe constituency is the biggest constituency in Bougainville, and we still have infighting in there. What happened was it happened in Gwintown, and police could not stop what was happening. They could not prevent the burning of properties in Gwintown.
The radio station was just one of a whole series of places that were wrecked, destroyed.
Yes. Businesses from my area are still closed. They are waiting for, they did a petition to the government, and I haven't seen the petition. But I talked to the police, local police, because they've had some youths that were involved. And the police officer in Buin, John Poppy, told me that the stores won't be opened until the government comes back and replies to the petition. There was a big meeting in Buin.
Yeah.
Despite the meeting stopping the youths destroyed our properties. That's the only service, only radio service in South Bougainville. And yeah. Once they destroyed it, that's nothing.
Your other transmitters can't reach through there.
No, until we rebuilt, now they have nothing. We established in 2017, so that's about 8 years. We've been providing the service, but there's no other service like that in South Bondi.
You were down there at the time?
No, we have personnel on the ground who switch on. They make sure they control the situation. But I live in Buka.
Yes.
And we broadcast every day from, we are on satellite from Buka to Arawa and Buin.
So they can listen to you off the satellite?
Yeah. If they have satellite receiver, they can get us. But the transmitter used to, you know, relay the Buka station to part of Solomon Islands too, because we are on the border with Solomon Islands.
You talk about Konoe constituency being the biggest in the region. What are people fighting over exactly?
It's a fighting between a group. They call the, it's a part of the crisis, and that didn't stop. We've got gunmen fighting each other, and it's just been going on. I tried my best to talk to UN, talk to the government to find a way to stop the conflict, but nothing has happened, resulting in its escalation that has resulted on burning of our equipment in Buin, South Bougainville.
We had been told that there were different factions from within the Mikimui.
Yeah, that's one and two.
So you'd think they'd be on the same side?
No, they are on different sides.
What are they fighting for?
To me, I don't think they have any good reason for fighting, but it's just payback killings that's not stopping. In 2011, we had an peace agreement signed between the Mikimui one and the fighters, and they started again. They stopped for a while in 2011, and they started again. And after the 2019 referendum vote, some people were attacked, and they moved, left their places, and they are just staying in case sentence in South Bougainville since 2019.
Is that related? Are these people who were opposed to the referendum?
Yeah. These people who were fighting, they were opposing the referendum. That's why they chased all the people who voted in that area for during the referendum. So they left their homes in 2019, and they are still out there in care centres in Buin.
And so how many people in care centres?
Could be about 100, between 100 and 200.
And who's providing for them?
Nobody's helping them. They planted food, and they are living on land only. But their survival is it's limited. They don't have any way to get money, but they're still there. Some aid organizations like Red Cross have been giving them some food for some time, but now they are on their own.
So let's go back to the radio station. When do you think you'll get back on the air in Buin?
The cost of the damage is about 1.5 million. So what we are doing now is The situation is still tense. Once the situation is okay, we'll go assist the damage, clean up the place, and maybe do a fundraiser to rebuild for South Bougainville.